Angelina Lodico was born in Italy in 1900. Her father was the town pharmacist and her mother was a teacher. Angelina was very religious from the time she was young, thanks to her uncle who was a priest and encouraged Angelina in her faith. She was active at a parish and part of many youth groups. She studied with honors with the Dominican sisters. During her school years, she started asking herself what was her place within the church, since she had a strong desire to offer herself to God through religion. Her parents did not want her to become a nun. Therefore, she became an elementary school teacher, and she made school and the streets into a convent. In 1921, at the age of 21, she arrived in Sicily to teach in an elementary school in southern Italy. She was sent to cover a temporary post in Pistici, in a community known as Tinchi Caporotondo. She was a young teacher who left her homeland to teach in a marshy place where reigned many illnesses. She taught the students many things, even how to live one's life each day based on the Christian teachings. She could not participate in the Eucharist every day like she wanted. On Sunday, she walked 11 kilometers to go to nearby Pistici on a dangerous and uneven road for the construction of a new chapel, so they would not be deprived of Holy Communion. In the meanwhile, she convinced the priest from Pistici to go celebrate Mass in Tinchi at least once a week in the school that she transformed into a small church. Those were actually the first Masses to be celebrated in that area. She was able to have some of her students volunteer to bring stones, bricks, or sands every morning when they went to school, so that they would be able to build a small church. To raise the money, she started working in the fields, and she gathered vegetables to sell on Sundays. Finally, all the families were able to participate in the blessing of a new chapel consecrated to Christ the King, now known as Lodico Chapel. She prayed long hours for those who were now her children and siblings. Eventually, the chapel was opened for worship on Palm Sunday in 1929 with a solemn and long procession that crossed the nearby towns of the countryside between songs and prayers. Angelina was always an exemplary teacher who wanted to devote her life to God, brotherhood, and the true teachings of the Franciscans and their missionary work. She was actually engaged to a young man from her hometown, but even though she loved him, she realized that she could not live next to him as his wife, as Angelina knew that it was a mission to devote her life entirely to the care of the sick and the students. The poor people who asked her for help were always taken care of because she saw Jesus Christ in them, old, sick, alone. She took care of them, cleaned them, help them die peacefully. There are several episodes that show us how she was serving the extremely poor, the needy, the sick, both in her own town and in villages, where she taught for many years and where they remember her as the Holy Teacher. Angelina found herself fighting against extreme poverty. Since her school was totally inadequate, she used to teach in a small stable. She lived next to those families as one of their own, and to them, she declared, in its simplicity, the love of God toward man, not only with her words, but with her own life. Several episodes clearly show the greatness of a soul full of charity. It's especially remembered how she offered a home and a care to a young field worker from Lecce who was struck by an incredibly high fever. To one of her colleagues who pointed out how these arrangements were inappropriate, she replied, "But isn't Jesus inside the young sick man?" Another example is when she let in a young homeless girl who had tuberculosis. Without thinking twice, Angelina took care of her in a house, and therefore she contracted tuberculosis as well. For this reason, she had to leave Tinchi and go back home, where her condition was aggravated further, until death took her. She died in a state of grace at the young age of 33 years, on the night of the 4th to the 5th of November, 1932, clutching the crucifix in her hands and kissing it. Angelina Lodico, pray for us.
My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior.